Well, Jake, so tell me a little bit more about yourself, your 4-H background in history, and ultimately how you became involved with showing livestock.
I guess it all kind of starts back when my mom was working in the courthouse, and there was an opening downstairs in the extension office just for some help, and she took it, so she started working there every couple of days. And she was like, "Well, if I'm going to be involved in extension, I might as well sign you guys, you kids up for, I might as well sign you guys up for it as well, so you can get involved in that." And that's where it all started. We started in third grade, and I've just been going through all of what I can in 4-H since then. I've shown livestock. I've gone to 4-H camp in Washburn. I've done Communication Arts, Project Expo. It all just kept multiplying in what I did and what I was involved in.
And Jake, I should have asked this beforehand, but did you grow up on a farm or ranch or with livestock, or was some of this a new experience for you?
I actually grew up in Grand Forks from until I was like 5, and then moved out to Findlay because my dad got a promotion. And out here, I realized that we had room, so me and my sister were begging my dad like every couple days, like, "Hey, can we get rabbits? Can we get rabbits? Can we get rabbits?" Because we were absolutely shot down for larger livestock, but rabbits were the way we could go. So we really wanted rabbits, and I never realized you could show them in 4-H until, well, I joined 4-H.
So I know you mentioned some of the projects and activities you've been involved with in 4-H. Really, though, Jake, tell me about what all of those lessons, or I guess I should rephrase that. Tell me about the lessons you've learned by being involved with your 4-H projects.
Oh, wow. Perfection does not come easily, or if at all. That's like the biggest lesson I've achieved, because I tend to try to strive for perfection, but I often fall short, far short from where I would like to be. But I've learned to just grow comfortable with the fact that you can't always be where you want to be, and that wherever you land is still going to get you what you hope. As long as you like put your all into what you're doing, you're still going to wind up where you are going to be comfortable and able to grow from.
Do you show at your county fair, state fair, both? Do you participate in both of those fairs?
I indeed do participate at both.
Okay.
So
Yeah,
I
tell
show
me
rabbits.
more.
I show rabbits for showmanship, and as well as just the rabbits themselves here at the county fair. And then I think since like sixth, maybe seventh grade, we've been showing at the state fair as well for both showmanship and rabbits. And I've just been trying my absolute hardest to work my way through that. I think it was maybe two state fairs ago, I got reserve champion showmanship. So that's about my legacy in showmanship and rabbits. Other than that, it's just been blues. But hey, blues are beautiful.
And beforehand, you also mentioned to me that you are a North Dakota State 4-H ambassador. And of course, that's always a very rewarding experience. And then you get to carry on your 4-H career into your college years. And tell me about how long you've been a 4-H ambassador and all the opportunities that has given you.
I've been in 4-H Ambassador for almost 2 years now. I am so happy to have joined the organization. There's been so many opportunities I've had. I've really had the option to grow my like leadership abilities, which I was a leader in FFA and 4-H beforehand, president of my club. But this, the leadership that you have as an ambassador is so different, and it opens your ability to be able to really reach out and have an impact even more than what you originally had. And it's fantastic because the people that you meet, the connections you make, the skills you learn are just so great for developing you for being a better person throughout life.